This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's reading of selections from the April-May issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have more reviews in biography, history, and memoir before we turn our attention to reviews in contemporary culture. We have reviews of Earphones winners, Travel as a Political Act, written and read by Rick Steves, and So You Want to Talk About Race, written by Ijeoma Oluo, read by Bonnie Turpin. Let's get right to it. Here is our first review in history, biography, and memoir. 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro by Henry Louis Gates, Jr., read by Dominic Hoffman. Gates provides an updated version of the 1957 edition of this book, clarifying, updating, and enhancing it, as well as replacing some of the invalid information. Narrator Dominic Hoffman's deep and raspy voice serves as the perfect voice to capture Gates's writing. The importance of African American communities to our nation and for the world at large comes across in Hoffman's voice. He vocally communicates the gravitas of these figures and moments. From the first Africans to come to the Americas, to hallmark moments by African Americans in science, finance, literature, and political history, Gates recounts a deep and rich history, parts of which are still ignored today. Lance Eaton wrote that review of 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro. It's written by Henry Louis Gates, Jr., read by Dominic Hoffman. It's available from Random House Audio for 14.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Friends Divided, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. It's read by Gordon S. Wood. Excuse me, it's written by Gordon S. Wood, read by James Lurie. Statesmen and political scientists say that John Adams and Thomas Jefferson were both friends and enemies throughout their public and private lives. James Lurie narrates this dual biography steadily and clearly. The principals' lives are recounted through letters, family papers, and political writings. Lurie clearly differentiates the narrative from the reading of documents by slow pauses and a subtle shift in intonation. Back and forth, the two friends and rivals are compared and contrasted, described and differentiated, bringing the men and this period to life. The work is an account of the art of statesmanship and carefully reasoned political positions. This fundamental and key period in our nation's history is brought to life through Lurie's careful yet fluid narration. Miriam B. Kahn wrote that review of Friends Divided, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. It's written by Gordon S. Wood, read by James Lurie, available from Penguin Audio for 17.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in history and biography, memoir, is Ghosts of the Tsunami, Death and Life in Japan's Disaster Zone. It's written by Richard Lloyd Parry, and it's read by Simon Vance. In an understated performance, Simon Vance details one of the stunning tragedies arising from the tsunami that struck Japan in 2011. He expertly balances the details of the author's heavily researched investigation and the emotionally charged survivor stories. The tsunami was precipitated by the largest recorded earthquake in Japan. That said, earthquakes are so common in Japan that precautions are systematic and considered in everything from building construction to evacuation plans. These customary precautions make the tragedy that occurred in Okawa, a small village that lost 74 children that day, all the more devastating. Vance's steady pacing, crisp enunciation, and careful inflection enhance the weight of the story, which moves between reportage and interviews and ultimately reveals unsettling truths about this particular disaster. Andrea Smith wrote that review of Ghosts of the Tsunami, Death and Life in Japan's Disaster Zone. It's written by Richard Lloyd Parry, read by Simon Vance. It was a 2018 Audie's finalist, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 7.75 hours unabridged. Next in history, we have Transgender History, second edition, The Roots of Today's Revolution by Susan Stryker. It's read by Emily Caldwell. Stryker's new edition of her classic 2008 text on transgender history provides a great introduction to history that many are likely unaware of. Emily Caldwell's reading will keep listeners' attention as they learn what trans means, along with a variety of other related terms that are often misused today. Delivering this combination language lesson, science primer, and history audiobook, Caldwell brings a steady, reliable voice to every part. Tracing transgender history through the major events and people involved will give listeners a new perspective on American history from the mid-20th century to the present. Caldwell brings life to each subject, both the advancements and tragedies. This audiobook has incredible relevance today as transgender individuals continue to fight for their rights. Andrew G. McKinley wrote that review of Transgender History, second edition, The Roots of Today's Revolution. It's by Susan Stryker, read by Emily Caldwell, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 7.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Saboteur, the aristocrat who became France's most daring anti-Nazi commando. It's written by Paul Kix, and it's read by Malcolm Hilgartner. The story of Robert de la Rochefoucauld, a French aristocrat turned anti-Nazi saboteur during World War II, reads like a novel, and that's exactly the way Malcolm Hilgartner narrates it. He adds no false drama. The story is compelling by itself. His steady pace keeps listeners engaged, but he varies it ever so slightly at times for variety and impact. His facility with French names and places also keeps the reading flowing. His somewhat somber voice adds exactly the right atmosphere to this story, in which one wrong step by the Frenchman can mean death. Hilgartner also narrated When Paris Went Dark about the Nazi occupation of the city. This latest audiobook offers a nice complement. Richard C. Gottschall wrote that review of The Saboteur, the aristocrat who became France's most daring anti-Nazi commando. It's written by Paul Kix, read by Malcolm Hilgartner. It's available from Harper Audio for 7.25 hours unabridged. Our next review in history and biography and memoir is 1917, Lenin, Wilson, and the Birth of a New World Disorder. It's written by Arthur Herman, read by Stefan Rudnitsky. This fascinating dual biography of Vladimir Lenin and Woodrow Wilson is given a fine performance by Stefan Rudnitsky. While it may seem incongruous to compare Lenin and Wilson, the author sees both the Russian leader and the U.S. president as revolutionaries, creators of the modern world in which we now live, who pay the price for their idealism. Both looked at establishing a heaven on earth of sorts, and both were not afraid to use power to achieve their goals. Basically, both saw the state as a means to achieve their goals. Rudnitsky has a distinct resonant baritone that is suitably expressive throughout his production. His pace is steady and his words easy to follow. He enunciates well and affects a slightly different voice for the quotations. Michael T. Fine wrote that review of 1917, Lenin, Wilson, and the Birth of a New World Disorder by Arthur Herman. It's read by Stefan Rudnitsky, and it's available from Harper Audio for 16.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our last review today in history and biography is Black Detroit, A People's History of Self-Determination. It's written by Herb Boyd, read by James Shippey. Boyd packs hundreds of years of rich and poignant African-American culture into his History of Detroit. His account gets the proper treatment in the deep voice and deliberate pacing of narrator James Shippey. He commands the prose with such skill that the intention of every sentence is clear, through his emphasis and timing. However, Boyd's prose in rich detail can carry on for so long that even Shippey may have trouble keeping the attention of some listeners. The various threads of history that comprise the African-American experience in Detroit get a full account, perhaps too full. Through Boyd's in-depth work, at its best, it establishes a rich cultural tapestry within a city that has become both a central hub and a place of alienation for African-Americans. Lance Eaton wrote that review of Black Detroit, A People's History of Self-Determination by Herb Boyd. It's an earphones winner, it is not an earphones winner. It is read by James Shippey, and it's available from Harper Audio for 10.5 hours of unabridged listening. And this is a reminder that you are listening to the April-May issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Now we'll turn our attention to contemporary culture, and our next review is an earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. This review is Travel as a Political Act, written and read by Rick Steves, and as I said, it's an earphones winner. This edition of a previously published work by veteran traveler, enthusiast, and guidebook author Rick Steves has been upgraded to reflect current events weighing heavily upon the global and political landscape. Steves's pleasing, down-to-earth delivery will be familiar to listeners who have watched his travel shows on PBS. He argues for travel's importance in building relationships with people in places that are demonized or misrepresented by our media, and overcoming fears fostered by these media messages. Steves says that getting off the beaten track and talking to people in widely varying locales can inform how we conduct our own lives and politics at home. While certainly skewing towards Steves' own political beliefs, the message remains valuable and timely in today's contentious political climate. Sarah E. Grimm wrote that review of Travel as a Political Act. It's an earphones winner, written and read by Rick Steves, available from Machete Audio for 10.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next, in contemporary culture, we have So You Want to Talk About Race. It's written by Adjiomo Oluo, and it's an earphones winner, read by Bonnie Turpin. Narrator Bonnie Turpin's impassioned voice clearly conveys the gravity of this book on race and racism. The accessible audiobook is aimed at those who are working to fight the systematic oppression impacting people of color. Turpin walks listeners through each chapter, allowing them time to absorb the impact of topics from affirmative action to police brutality. Key points are repeated to help listeners absorb ideas and definitions, and Turpin engagingly reads real-life examples Oluo uses to illustrate complex concepts such as intersectionality and white privilege. Listeners may want to revisit specific sections, especially those on how to have productive and respectful conversations about race and positive actions they can take to work toward ending racial prejudice backed by systems of power. Emily E. Connolly wrote that review of So You Want to Talk About Race. It's written by Ijeoma Oluo and Earphones winner read by Bonnie Turpin. It's available from Blackstone Audio for 7.75 hours of unabridged listening. Continuing in contemporary culture, we have a brief remembrance, remembering Ursula K. Le Guin. This is a review of her book, No Time to Spare, by Ursula K. Le Guin, read by Barbara Caruso. Narrator Barbara Caruso delivers a collection of previously published reflections by Ursula K. Le Guin, who passed away in January. Caruso's wondrous ability to capture Le Guin's humor and energy gives listeners an unhurried experience. An introduction by Karen Fowler, also read by Caruso, sets the stage by framing the audiobook as a journey. Distinctions between essays are clear. Caruso pauses a few beats before and after announcing each selection. Listeners become active participants in discussions on youth and old age, ownership, gender, and language in the literature business, beliefs and metaphors, the joys of family and travel, and even snappy uniforms. Interspersed between sections are the adventures of her irrepressible cat, Pard. Julie R. Thompson wrote that review of No Time to Spare by Ursula K. Le Guin, read by Barbara Caruso. It's available from Recorded Books for 6.5 hours of unabridged listening. And some more listening from Ursula K. Le Guin's writing are Cat Wings, The Lathe of Heaven, it's read by George Guidel. The Left Hand of Darkness, also read by George Guidel. Tales from Earthsea, read by Jenny Sterlin. And Words Are My Matter, Writing About Life and Books, 2000 to 2016, with a Journal of a Writer's Week. It's written by Ursula K. Le Guin, read by Laurel Merlington. Oh, a big, big loss for us. Contemporary culture continues now with The Runaway Species by David Eagleman and Anthony Brandt. It's read by Mauro Hontman. There's an inherent optimism in narrator Mauro Hontman's voice as he narrates this thorough and entertaining examination of all that it is to be a creative human being. From the innovative thought process that went into the rescue of Apollo 13 to Picasso's experiments with shape and form and the invention of the driverless automobile, creativity comes in many forms and has no bounds. But to the authors, a composer and a neurologist, creativity must be nurtured. With an earnest, almost urgent tone, Hontman delves into the need for authors to see for tailoring and investing in new educational opportunities that will encourage the next generation to imagine and create a new version of the world. Brian Price wrote that review of The Runaway Species, written by David Eagleman and Anthony Brandt, read by Mauro Hontman. It's available from Dreamscape for 6.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Feel Free, Essays by Zadie Smith. They are read by Nikki Amuka Bird. An audiobook of Zadie Smith's essays can be daunting. Where does one topic end and another begin? But narrator Nikki Amuka Bird's reassuring tone shepherds the listener with subtle modulations. Her voice changes with each imagined setting and situation. Brunch with friends discussing rap, race, and class. An after-work lounge discussion of artists and camp. A dinner party conversation comparing various dancers throughout the 20th century. In this way, Amuka Bird's mellow British voice is a marvel. Smith's breadth of subject matter can seem overwhelming, so the listener can appreciate the evenness of the narration and better absorb the substance of each topic. Music, art, dance, technology, British and American politics, and love are all treated dispassionately, and Amuka Bird's self-assured tone is a perfect match for Smith's musings. Michelle Penn wrote that review of Feel Free, Essays by Zadie Smith, read by Nikki Amuka Bird, available from Penguin Audio for 14 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have Tales of Two Americas, Stories of Inequality in a Divided Nation. It's edited by John Freeman, and it's read by Terry Schnaubelt and Corey M. Snow. This audiobook is heartbreaking and infuriating. It is also an absolute must listen. The collection features 36 poems, short stories, and essays by a host of well-known writers, each addressing the complicated, interconnected issues affecting America today. Income inequality, racism, homelessness, immigration, police violence, and more. Narrators Terry Schnaubelt and Corey Snow alternate sections and smoothly transition between personal stories and those that are more journalistic. Of particular note are Richard Russo's American Work, addressing the overlooked difference between jobs and work, Rebecca Solnitz's Death by Gentrification, which focuses on police violence and the impact of gentrification, and Ann Patchett's The Worthless Servant, which looks at homelessness and the difficulty of putting down roots. This powerful collection gives voice to those who are marginalized and, in small ways, offers hope to our divided nation. Kate S. MacDonald wrote that review of Tales of Two Americas, Stories of Inequality in a Divided Nation. It's edited by John Freeman, read by Terry Schnaubelt and Corey M. Snow, and it's available from Tantor Media for 11 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review today is Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House by Michael Wolff. It's read by Holter Graham. If you think that bomb cyclones are unique to the weather, then listening to this audiobook will change your mind. This literary perfect storm combines a book the president wants to ban with a narrator, Holter Graham, whose energy and vocal clarity add fuel to the author's incendiary words. It would be easy to say that Graham could become one of the most listened to voices in the nation simply because he's reading this explosive audiobook, but that wouldn't be fair to him. He uses his deep, elastic voice to punctuate key ideas, and he speeds up and slows down to create tension. Graham even uses character voices, though not impressions or impersonations, to convey emotions. The result is a wonderful performance of a most important audiobook. Robert I. Grundfest wrote that review of Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House. It's written by Michael Wolff, read by Holter Graham. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 12 hours, unabridged. Next in contemporary culture, we have Together We Rise, Behind the Scenes at the Protest Heard Around the World. It's put together by Women's March organizers and Condé Nast, and it's read by multiple narrators. On June 21st, 2007, 5 million women and their allies marched around the world in support of an intersectional agenda defending the rights of the marginalized. Here, the diverse and inspiring organizers behind the Women's March deliver their personal stories of how the largest one-day protest in American history happened and share their vision for future action. Recollections from women who marched and short essays by feminist writers and activists read by professional narrators are intertwined with the narrative. Robin Miles unites the stories with her clear narration of the introduction to each section. A PDF lists organizations working on further activism, the empowering voices of those who moved millions to protest around the world, inspire, and uplift. Emily E. Connolly wrote that review of Together We Rise, behind the scenes at the protest heard around the world, from the Women's March organizers and Condé Nast, read by multiple narrators, available from Harper Audio for 5.75 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll tune in next time when we have our feature Listening With. And this time we're listening with Susie Altham's from Glacier View, Alaska. She is both a bus driver and a narrator, as well as a listener. And we'll have reviews in personal growth, including a review of The Emotional Life of a Toddler, written by Alicia F. Lieberman. It's an Earphones winner, read by Cassandra Campbell. We will also have Thomas Walken's column, Learning by Ear, this time addressing what it feels like to be a parent. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.